Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
The following podcast is intended for mature audiences only. The views and opinions expressed during the show are solely those of the individual cast members and in no way reflect the views of our guests and sponsors. We have a tremendous amount of respect and admiration for our guests and in no way want them to be associated with our sick, demented, and inappropriate sense of humor. Consider yourselves warned and welcome to the dirty stalls of It Burns When I Pee. Fuckers.
1, 2, 3, 4. When I turn my radio dial, all I hear is pop country. Those corporate jerks sure get on my nerves. That ain't country to me.
Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee.
That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music biz. Cause now it burns when I
try.
3, 2, 1, contact.
Welcome everyone to episode 57 of It Burns When I Pee. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
Blake Clayton. And I have with me, I'm sitting in between the two most wonderful people in the world. To my left, it's the beautiful, the lovely, the queen of the mic, Cold Beer Coley.
Well, hello, Blake.
Oh, I had something special for you. Hold on. It's the new version.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
It's like the remix version.
Nice.
That's the gangster version. And to my right is the one, the only, the man who voice carries throughout the world every Friday night on BJ's Happy Hour, the man Amish BJ. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Howdy, howdy.
I'm excited.
I am too.
I'm excited as a, I don't know, something exciting.
Something to get excited about. I am excited because I'm bringing back Four Loko.
I was going to say, let's all go through our performance-enhancing drugs for the evening. Mine, of course, is I'm going hardcore. I'm going orange juice.
Nice.
No Mountain Dew?
No. I'm trying to lay low. Kind of have a little bit of belly growing. Teeth rotten.
Oh, I am having a nice, refreshing, ice-cold Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Wow. What flavor of Four Loko, my friend?
Watermelon.
Ooh.
And it's shit-tastic.
As shitty drinks go, it's great.
Yeah. As shitty, now they don't even put caffeine in it anymore, drinks go, it's eh.
Well, we just got done hearing Scott H. Byram's Black Creek Rising. That's off his new album on Bloodshot Records.
Yay.
Yay.
And that album is Bad Ingredients, correct?
That is true. You are. That's why we have you on the show, is because you are the knowledge base of this organization.
I try.
Do you have any other information for us?
That I do. I have a dial-in number for everybody to call and leave us a message and tell us how much we all suck or how great we are or I am. That number is, oh, my screen just went dark, is 206-339-8419, and it's free call.
Free call. It's just 2 minutes of your time. Just dial the number. Most of you people that are listening to the show have an opinion about us. You either love us or you hate us. So just, you know, while you're driving in your car, go ahead and look down on your smartphone, type it in. It should already be on speed dial.
Right.
And leave us a message.
Yeah, well, if you're too lazy or too scared to leave a message, you can also email us at blake@ibwip.com, amishbj@ibwip.com, and guess what?
What?
I have a new email address, too.
Yay!
Yay, me! It's official now. I have an email address.
I remember when I sent you the email saying, hey, you know, this is a tester or whatever. I was like, now that they both have emails and now that we're redoing the website, they're both going to quit on me.
Never, 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 never. Well, anyway, that email address is coldbeer@ibwip.com.
And you already have had a voicemail. I mean, not a voicemail, but an email.
Yes, I have. From our good friend Tawny.
She got cock pics.
Yes, I did.
Let's not give it away.
Oh.
All right, BJ, why don't you tell us what plethora of information and knowledge we're going to lay down on this motherfucker tonight.
Well, Blake, we're going to lay down on this motherfucker. We are going to have the Bloodshot Record special. That's what this episode is. Sorry, I'm a little verklempt from all the watermelon Four Loko. We're playing music from the Chicago-based record label. We have an interview with Lydia Loveless. We are going to talk to her about her new album, Indestructible Machine. That's what some people call me.
Yes, every Friday night I call you the Indestructible Machine. You last longer than my sex does on Friday night.
Well... If it's anything like my sex, shit. Yeah, 20 seconds of anything would last longer. But anyway, we're again going to do our favorite segment, Stupid People Doing Stupid Things. This has become one of my favorite segments, I just got to say.
And the sad thing is it's really easy to find stuff.
Right. I was going to send you something I found from around our area, and I totally forgot to do it, but it was a good one. And anyway, we're also going to talk a little bit about the new year and our plans. Uh-oh.
For 2012.
Yep.
Woohoo.
We're going to kick this motherfucker off right. And we got fan feedback, and we present Blake's first interview as a presidential candidate.
Yes, I'm very excited. I was asked to be on a television show. Unfortunately, it was recorded on radio.
You got a face only radio could love.
Right, right. I have a face for radio. So we're going to play that a little bit later on. And I'm just pumped. I'm jazzed. It's a new year. You know, we've got big plans for IBWIP, and I'm just ready to barrel through this motherfucker.
Right on.
I'm ready to go back to old school days when we grabbed the mic, we took it in our hands, and we said, fuck you. This is how we're going to do the show.
Hell yeah, like a drive-by through Compton, bitch.
I got my gat pointed at your ass.
Yep, I'm shooting sideways at this motherfucker.
But be careful where you aim that.
I will.
Coley, are you jazzed up?
Yes, I am, boyfriend.
She's like, it's hard for her to sound mean or like intimidating. She's like, yes, I'm going to kick your ass, big fella.
No, I'm just not mad enough yet.
Let's get mad. Let's get pumped. Let's just get pissed off.
Don't make me take off my weave.
Oh, wow. That's racist.
Great.
That's racist.
That was one of my New Year's resolutions.
It's already shot down the tubes.
Yeah. Well, we'll go ahead and start off with a song. And who's doing that?
Justin Towns Earl.
He's doing it.
He is doing it.
And this is off the new album, which is coming out in March. My birthday.
Birthday.
And the name of the CD, as well as the song we're going to be listening to, is Nothing's Gonna Change the Way You Feel About Me.
Wow, that's a long title.
Yeah, I think it's going to like go wrap around the outside of the album cover. But we love Justin. Hopefully we'll have him on the show close to the date of his release. But new music from Justin Towns Earl. I mean, what do you think? What's your take going to be? I mean, you know, the first two albums, boom, boom, boom. Third album kind of had some mixed reviews. What do you think is going to happen on this fourth album?
I'm really looking forward to it because, you know, I really liked some of the older stuff, and I really hope this one is going to be just as good. Awesome. I really, really hope.
All right, well, while we're listening to the song, go beat your kids. This is Justin Towns Earl with Nothing's Gonna Change the Way I Feel About You. We'll be right back.
It's a shame, babe, nothing that you could do. Things change, babe, such as my feelings for you. Look foolish when you're putting me down. There's nothing gonna change the way you feel about me now. When you lay down to sleep, that's when it'll hurt the most. Wake up alone and you still smell my smoke. So drink up, baby, try and push me out. Nothing's gonna change the way you feel about me now. I know it's wrong, but I forgot to admit. I said some things that I shouldn't have said. I never loved you. I never loved you. Never loved, never loved. Thank you. turn to weeks, you come to forget. The broken heart you thought would always be, oh man. So pack up, baby, try and put me out. Nothing's gonna change the way you feel about me now.
Thing. Well, you're supposed to.
I'm close enough.
Well, most of the time I talk
about
She's a bitch.
I was sucking she's on the microphone.
She's getting it in the pooper tonight, Blake.
Isn't
Do I sound better now, Blake?
Yeah, yes, thank you. Sorry. It's my fault.
Oh, no, you're good. All right, folks, welcome back. You just heard Dexter Rome Weber Duo. I Wish You Would, off their album, That You in the Blue.
Is That You in the Blue?
That You in the Blue.
Oh, what's up, Blue?
What's up, kid?
That's a good song.
Very good song.
I like a little overseas music once in a while.
Yes, yes. A lot of people from overseas are doing it better than we are here sometimes.
Exactly. Okay, well, it's time for our new favorite segment. And if you'll notice, the show art there is a horse on it. And that's all I'm really going to tell you. We decided to read it first, then play the video?
Yeah.
Okay. So, stupid people doing stupid things. A man in Conway, South Carolina, gets 3 years in prison for having sex with a horse. A South Carolina man caught on video having sex with a horse was sentenced Wednesday to 3 years in prison after pleading guilty for the second time in 2 years to abusing the creature.
Hold on, he only got 3 years?
And it's a second offense fucking the same horse.
They really don't try hard down in South Carolina, do they?
They're like, yeah, three years is fine. You'll be all right.
You'll be rehabilitated.
Riddell Verney was also ordered never to go near the stable where the horse's owner caught him and held him for authorities at shotgun point over the summer. So the judge says, okay, 3 years in prison, and don't go by that stable anymore.
Yeah. Go to another stable, damn it.
Right, yeah. And what amazes me is that he got caught on video, and we'll get into that more later on, but that's crazy. So it says here that he apologized to the woman and to himself after admitting burglarizing at the Horry County Courthouse. Horry.
Would it be burglarizing or bungerizing?
Bungholerizing.
Yeah.
He says, and I quote, "I'm sorry about what I've done." Oh, wait, maybe I should say it in the context. I thought about what I done did. I didn't mean to do it. It's my fault. I'm sorry for what I've done to myself. He's sorry for what he did to himself.
Not to what he did to the poor horse.
Oh, that poor animal.
I'm sorry for sticking my dick into a horse. I'm sorry, Dick. There's going to be a lot of things stuck in him in prison, I can tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The man was arrested in July after Barbara Kenley caught him entering the barn at Lazy Bee Stables.
Lazy Bee Stables?
Yes.
Nice.
Nice.
It's about 20 miles northeast of Myrtle Beach. She had been staking out the stables for more than a week after setting up a surveillance camera and videotaping his assault on her 21-year-old horse named Sugar. Well, at least the horse is 21 years of age.
What is the lifespan of a horse?
I have no idea.
Always thought it was 20 years. I didn't.
So this was an old fucking horse.
Yeah, it's a very old horse.
Notice how I said old fucking horse.
Nothing like fucking the elderly.
Yeah, asshole.
Keenly said she became suspicious. Oh, here we go. Became suspicious because her horse was acting strange and getting infections.
Nice.
And she noticed things were moved around in the barn, and a dirt pile was built up next to the horse's stall.
Oh.
Oh. He couldn't use a stool?
Yeah. If you're not tall enough to fuck a horse, you shouldn't fuck a horse.
Right.
It would be too wobbly to use a stool.
Oh, I'm glad you're thinking of the physics of the whole thing,
yes,
Nicole.
I haven't had enough PBR.
So this gets even creepier. It was not the first time she had caught him in late of
Right.
In late 2007, she found him asleep in the hay after assaulting her horse. For that offense, he also pleaded guilty to burglary and received probation and had to register as a sex offender.
You know, he had to go around and announce to all his neighbors
that he's a horse fucker.
Yeah. I got caught fucking me a horse.
He had to go to all the stables in the neighborhood.
Yeah, right. Even little, what are they called? Petting zoos?
Like the My Little Ponies.
Right. He has to wear an ankle bracelet that keeps him at least 50 feet away from a petting zoo.
Yeah, that's better than a Chuck E. Cheese. It says here that Kenley told the Sun News of Myrtle Beach she was mostly happy with the verdict, but wished he would have gotten more prison time. I've been through hell the past year, and it's caused a lot of hardship, Kenley told the reporter. There's a lot of ridicule and joking going on around about this thing.
No way. Nah. Oh.
And she said, a person can only take so much. So there's and you know, we do have a picture, and I'll put a link up of the picture of the gentleman who is a horse fucker. And but also, right before the show, we were talking, and we did find video on this. So I'm going to go ahead and play this through, if you guys don't mind.
Go ahead.
Go right on.
And she's a mean looking old lady. Hold on.
Oh, geez.
Barbara Kenley says her horse of 15 years, Sugar, is like a child to her. But a year and a half ago, she discovered this man, Rodel Vereen, inside Sugar's stable. He pleaded guilty to having sex with the horse.
I mean, I don't know how to explain to you the sick feeling.
Vereen was placed on South Carolina's sex offender list and got 3 years probation. But Kenley says that was little comfort to her.
Every night going to bed thinking, is that man out there with my animals? What is he doing to my horse?
That's great.
I cannot sleep at night because I'm worried about somebody fucking my horse. Hold on. It's a really a nice stable, too. The picture. Sugar is handsome. He's good looking. He's not a Palomino, so I wouldn't fuck him.
And I just couldn't sleep thinking about it.
She suspected Vereen was back and secretly violating Sugar again.
When I come to feed the next morning that I hadn't sat out here waiting for him, and she'd been molested again, it was devastating.
Kenley says she would sometimes spend the night inside the stables with a shotgun to keep an eye on Sugar. She says she thought about shooting Vereen, but didn't want to go to prison. That's when she installed this.
And moving my camera in various spots. And then I finally got a good picture.
Did you put the camera in Sugar's anus?
I would have fucking shot him. I'm sorry. I would have shot him.
I shot the horse fucker.
Yep.
But I did not shoot the pig fucker. Hold on.
Travis.
Police arrested Vereen on Monday after he was caught on tape earlier this month molesting the horse.
He didn't resist or fight back or deny. Now, he did kept apologizing to me. He said, if I hurt you, ma'am, I'm sorry.
Vereen is now behind bars. His brother says he has mental problems and may not have been taking his medicine.
I'd like to see him get some help, but I also want him kept behind bars when he's getting the help.
Ed Donahue, The Associated Press.
Nice.
Really? He had mental problems?
You think?
Yeah. Come on.
I didn't see that one coming at all.
Yeah.
Everybody with a level head fucks horses. I don't know.
Right. Well, you know what they say. Once you go horse, you never come back.
Right.
He got him a little sugar, and then he just kept wanting to come back for more.
I look at it this way. There's a black guy fucking a horse instead of a white girl, so everything's good.
Oh.
That's racist.
That's racist.
Is that too much?
Nah.
Kinda.
Oh, well, you know.
Maybe.
I'd leave it.
It's too good to cut out.
Yeah. You'll lose about 10 listeners from this one.
Great. Now we're at negative 17.
Fuck it. We're still having fun, right?
Yeah. So there's this month's stupid people doing stupid. I guess what I'm having a problem with is, like, where do you come up with, man, I'm fucking horny.
Yeah. Where do you, you know, when's that thought cross your head that you just go, man, I could fuck me a horse?
And you would think that this horse would have gotten tired of it. You know, like, it obviously liked it because it didn't fight him off.
Well, what I want to know what kind of infections it was getting, like urinary tract or something from going ass to puss or what?
It was getting an infection.
Or did the dude have like skiffies or something and give the horse like some kind of venereal disease?
Every time every time Sugar was walking through the stalls, it was like his ass would go. He got an infection. Don't fuck horses, everybody, please.
Yeah. Hey, Blake, speaking of the Chuck E. Cheese thing, I seen another Chuck E. Cheese thing.
I know. I saw some old lady got beat the fuck out of or something.
Yeah, for yelling at people for cussing.
Right. What's this world coming to? I'm never going to a Chuck E. Cheese.
Fuck that. I've never been in one, and I'm not planning on it anytime soon.
So here we are, 2012. What did you guys do for New Year's Eve?
We stayed here.
Oh, yeah, of course you did. Because you had like this, that was your marathon.
Yeah, it was my marathon.
Tell us more, BJ. Tell us more. I'm intrigued.
Well, we decided to stay home because, you know, we didn't want to drive anywhere. We wanted to actually drink. And so I kind of said, screw it, I'm going to do a show. And I did a 6.5 hour long marathon show. I was only planning on playing until a little after midnight, but then Derek and Tawny were listening in California, and I'm like, man, it's only 9 o'clock for them. I kind of feel bad. So I stuck around, played until 3:30 in the morning till I couldn't feel my face anymore.
Nice. You're a trooper, man.
He is. I passed out after mountain time.
Yeah, mountain time. Nicole went to bed. So I was up for another hour and a half all by myself.
Yeah, I celebrated mountain time with the mountain time peoples. And then I said, all right.
You're like, okay, hillbillies, I'm going to bed.
I can't do it.
Yeah, but I did get to shoot half a box of shells that night, too.
Well, I that's the last thing I remember. I kind of got in trouble on New Year's Eve. Because I fell asleep at 10 o'clock. But I remember you were like, yeah, we're getting ready. I'm going to, you know, I'm getting the gun ready. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be cool. I hope I can hear it from, you know. But I kind of tapped out.
Nice. You're an old man officially, Blake.
Yep.
Well, if it's any consolation, I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning the previous morning playing a hunting game on the Wii.
By yourself or with your child?
Oh, with my child, I would never sit up and play the Wii.
Those hunting games are kind of boring. I never got them, but
well, I had my camouflage hat on, you know, and I'm creeping, and it was a good time. It was a good bonding experience.
That's good. So. There's always those bonding experiences that are needed.
So, you know, it's a new year. I feel refreshed. I'm wanting to do a lot of stuff with IBWIP, and, you know, we're not getting into all of it right now. But I want big things to happen. You know? Like if we could fuck a horse live or something.
Count me out.
Yeah. Will you hold it while I fuck it?
But we could go to Tijuana and do like a donkey show.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Donkey show's cool. All right. Well, you want to play some more music?
How about Can't Change Me by Lydia Loveless from her new album, Indestructible Machine? Yay.
Awesome. Eighth time's a charm. And we're going to follow that up with the interview as well. So here is Lydia Loveless, Bloodshot Recording Record. Look at me.
We all got a case of the shit mouth.
That's what do you think the horse does when you're fucking in the ass? Do you think it just sits there and turns around and looks at you like, what the fuck?
Yeah, probably. Probably has that weird look in its eyes. His eyes are all wide open and like,
well, that's a big fly, Wilbur. All right, here's You Can't Change Me by Lydia Loveless. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Dirty Stalls of IBWIP, and we have with us tonight Bloodshot recording artist Lydia Loveless. How are you?
Good, thanks.
We just got done hearing Can't Change Me off the new album Indestructible Machine. Can you tell us kind of how you came up with the name of the album?
Yeah, it's actually originally a poem I wrote called Indestructible Machine, oddly enough. And it's just basically about how addicts sort of forget their actual bodies and they just sort of, you know, abuse themselves to the point of feeling like they're invincible, I guess.
All right.
Is the general concept.
Okay. You also had another album in 2010, which was called The Only Man, and we're going to play a song from that later on. For you, what is the most significant difference between the two albums?
Definitely the production is a big difference. That and just having more experiences between the two albums, that I think my songwriting got a little more polished and personal, I guess.
All right. So you're getting ready to go on tour with Scott H. Byram, starting in late January, and it's called The Bad Machine.
Yep.
Excuse me. It's called The Bad Machine Tour, and you kind of took, you know, parts of each one of your titles from your new albums to kind of name the tour. Have you spent much time with Scott, and has there been any talk of you guys maybe writing together or doing some recording together?
I've actually never met him, so I guess I'll be meeting him for the first time when we play the first show together. There's been talk of us possibly doing a duet for sort of a radio show, but I haven't heard much about it. So, I mean, I'm hoping we hit it off and something cool like that happens.
Now, every artist has their kind of own way of doing their songwriting. Can you kind of run us through your process of how you usually write your songs?
Yeah, I mean, generally, I get an idea for lyrics first, and I just try to write out as much of an outline as possible. I just write down every thought that pops into my head and try not to worry too much about making everything fit. And after I've done that, I start to get more of a melody in my head and more of a pattern, and then I start playing the guitar until everything fits. But I don't usually start off with music at all. It's definitely lyrically driven. So,
now, do you sit down? You know, and do you sit down from start to finish, or is it one of those things where you might jot something down and then you go back to it, or do you just kind of go into it all at one time?
Yeah, it depends on the song. Usually, I try to write a song as quickly as I possibly can, so I don't start to work too hard on it and lose side of what I'm actually feeling and why I'm writing it.
Sure. Kind of overthink it.
But sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes it can take years, or you'll just have a line sitting around in your head forever. And sometimes those songs get pitched, or sometimes they get written eventually. But
when you were choosing the songs for this album, I mean, did you was there a feel that you were going for the album, or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not, like, a concept album writer, but I definitely felt like the mood of the songs all fit together just because of the particular mood I was in at the time. So I guess it definitely has the theme of, I guess, being antisocial and angry at the time.
There's definitely some anger.
Yeah. But, yeah, I guess the songs just seem to naturally fit together to me, just because of that time in my life.
Okay, and, you know, one of the songs that I really get a kick out of is the song Steve Earle. Can you kind of tell us how you came up with that, that song? And also, you know, you mentioned in it wanting to, you know, will he introduce you to his son, which is obviously Justin Townes Earle. And my other question is, you know, since he's a Bloodshot artist too, have you had a chance to meet him yet since you've written the song?
I actually have met him before, but I haven't really introduced myself. But I've just sort of chatted casually with him. But I don't know if he actually knows about the song or not. So I was just kind of too shy, I guess, a couple of times I've talked to him to really brag about myself.
Right. And we've had him on the show before, and you know, he's just a really down-to-earth guy. So anytime you get a get a chance to absorb anything from him, it's definitely worth it. How did?
Yeah, he's incredibly easygoing. So
how did you kind of come up with the theme of the song?
Well, there was just this guy in Columbus where I live who would come to my shows and just sort of brag about himself and describe himself as the Steve Earle of Columbus, and he really wanted to have me come over and jam on some songs with him, and he could put a band together for me, and yada, yada, yada. So it just sparked a joke.
Nice.
That we wished Steve Earle would actually be stuck with me.
So can you kind of remember, like, the worst gig you ever had and kind of tell us about it?
Yeah, well, I guess there's a lot, but I guess most recently the one that's vividly in my brain, we played in Philly, and, we got there, and, the bar was closed and filled with sawdust, and it was just obviously under construction, and the owner said, yeah, we've been closed for weeks, but I opened the show just for you guys, or I opened the bar just so you guys could play your show. And we were just like, great. So no one knows about it. And it was like during the, I guess it was the World Series. I don't know much about sports, but so really no one gave a crap about coming to our show. And then halfway through the show, the door guy came up and said, you know, we're not making any money, so I'm just going to take all this money and go home.
Oh,
bye.
And
it just really sucked.
Wow.
It was not pleasant at all.
And when in regards to touring, I mean, It has to be frustrating at times when you have an instance like that, but then you have those nights also that are just, you know, kind of magical nights where everybody's getting it and everybody's into it and everything's on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're going to go ahead and play The Only Man, which is the title track from your 2010 album, and then we'll come back and ask you a few more questions if you don't mind.
Cool.
Some say that revenge belongs to God, not me. They say that you should always turn the other cheek, but sometimes revenge can be so very sweet that it may be hard for you to turn it down. I was just a young girl living on a farm, and I had never done nobody any harm. You can just imagine the alarm when I fell in love with the baddest boy around. He was a low-down, dirty, rotten SOB, and to this day I don't know what he saw in me. But he said I was the best girl he had ever seen, and he was just so proud to take me through the town. Well, he held me close and told me that I was the one. He said, let me show you how to have some fun. My dad, guess what he done? Well, he shot the only man I ever loved. My daddy shot the only man I ever loved. He didn't understand how strong my loving was. But what I wouldn't give to have this one more day with that love that my daddy took away. Well, I could not forget, but oh Lord, how I tried. ever loved. Well, I shot the only man my mama ever loved, 'cause I didn't understand how strong her loving was. But what I wouldn't give to go back to those days long before I shot my daddy in the face. Well, some say that revenge belongs to God, not me. They say that you should always turn the other cheek, but sometimes revenge can be so very sweet that it may be hard for you to turn it down.
All right, folks, we're back here with Lydia Loveless from Bloodshot Records, and we've been talking about her new album, Indestructible Machine. So, you know, you talked earlier, but you grew up in a small town in Ohio. How did you kind of get exposed to music living in such a small town?
Yeah, it was definitely difficult to have access to cool music. I mean, living in the country with dial-up, it wasn't exactly like, oh, I'm downloading the latest record from, you know, The Strokes or whatever. So I think, I mean, a lot of it, I guess, was from my parents, but a lot of it was also just about, you know, getting online and having to just sort of read about bands and imagine what they sounded like and eventually saving the money to buy their CD or something like that. And also just reading about certain kinds of music. Like when I started getting into punk rock and reading, you know, the poetry and the fiction of all the various punk rock artists and just sort of getting a feel for their personalities and what they were into, that really interested me. So
awesome. So, you know, kind of being so young and being a female, do you think that that's kind of made it difficult for you to get respected and, you know, just get the opportunities that you want to have in the music business?
I mean, I definitely have, you know, the same opportunities as anyone else. Definitely at this point, just being on a label definitely gives you more clout. But yeah, there's definitely those times when it just gets kind of annoying and it's like, she sounds like Nico Case, almost exactly like her, and it's because people can't really think of anything else to compare you to when you're a woman. So, I mean, there's a few annoying things, but I think I'm doing all right.
Awesome. And you mentioned being on the label now. You know, how did the relationship between you and Bloodshot kind of come about?
Well, my manager really put me in touch with them. I don't know the exact order of how things happened, but they got a hold of my album through him. And basically wrote to me and said they really liked The Only Man. And we just sort of had it back and forth for about a year of, you know, just what direction was I going in and could I tour steadily without losing my mind. And they came to see us at South by Southwest and I guess enjoyed it enough to keep talking to me. And it was about a year after I first started talking to them that I signed with them.
Awesome. And, you know, Bloodshot's always, has a history of having some really great artists, and they're well known in the, I guess, the music scene or, you know, what the genres that were.
Yeah.
So, and they've always been really great to us, even for the past 4 years. So it's a good company to be with.
Yeah.
So who are some of the bands or artists that you listen to or you've been listening to lately?
Trying to think of lately what I've really been listening to. I think as far as newer bands go, I'm really enjoying the Carper family still. And I guess the bands that I get exposed to are bands that I play with. So
sure.
It's hard to really like, it's hard for me to sort of discover new bands a lot of the time when I'm on the road. But there's a few bands that I've played with recently that I really enjoy. I'm sort of freezing up. Sorry.
You're fine.
My question always it makes my brain freeze up a little bit.
No, and it's interesting because a lot of times when I ask that question, you know, a lot of the artists are like, you know, not trying to be jerky, but I don't have time to, you know, really listen to music. So
yeah, you know. I mean, that's really how I feel, and it sounds awful. It sounds like I don't like listening to music, and I totally do. And I could probably, you know, hang up the phone and think of 20 bands that I would love to tell you about, and now it's not really coming to me. So
if you weren't playing music for mm-hmm. a living, what would you be doing right now?
You know, I have no idea. I know I enjoy doing a lot of things that don't really make me any money, so maybe writing or something like that, but I would probably be a waitress, I would imagine, and I would be doing very poorly at it.
So, has your family always been really supportive of your music career?
Yeah, and I think that's really the only reason why I'm able to do this.
So when people listen to the new album, you know, as an artist, what is one thing that you would want them to take away from it when they're done with the album?
I guess I would want them to just feel sort of energized by it and not really just think, oh, that was a fun album, but not really worth taking seriously. I want people to be, I guess, in it for the long haul after they hear it, I hope.
And personally, I noticed, you know, in the album, you know, you have, you know, a wonderful voice, and it's but, you know, during most of the songs, I mean, you do have a sense of, you know, strength, you know, even though your voice is not, you know, hard and rough, you know, lyrically and just the way you go about it. I mean, you have kind of an attitude, you know, don't mess with me kind of attitude in throughout the album. Is that kind of your personality?
Mm-hmm. I think it is to an extent. I wouldn't really consider myself to be a badass. I'm kind of a wuss, but I definitely have a side of me that's sort of a don't mess with me side, I guess.
Right. So,
but it's mostly insecurity.
So where can folks go to get a copy of the new album and also keep tabs on your tour schedule and such?
Well, there is LydiaLoveless.com, which is still sort of in the process of being put together. But there's also BloodshotRecords.com, where you can get information about me. And you can buy the record at a gig or through Bloodshot or lots of places online, really.
Awesome. And we'll put up a link to your artist page on Bloodshot and also to your regular website. So I want to mm-hmm. first thank you very much for taking the time to be on the show. I've recently got into your music. I have both the albums, and I really enjoy
awesome.
It. So thank you again, and good luck to you this year, and good luck to you on the tour with Scott. We've had him on the show before too, and you know he's an awesome guy, and he's very, very talented as well. All right, so the song we're going to go out with is off the new album, again, is Indestructible Machine off Bloodshot Records, and it's Crazy. And thanks again, and take care of yourself.
Thanks.
That's when I know I'm gonna have to regret all the disgusting things that I said. Cause I've got a dirty mind and I've got to get it off my chest. So I know while I'm making the best of impressions, that was a lie when I said I didn't know. Against the wall, but I'm gonna try so hard not to look like a dream. think that it's just the booze. And I know you're dying loud. I must be too if I am here with you. But I knew that I was crazy alone. I'm just crazy for you. Uh-huh.
Down with the sickness?
We're down.
I'll play one more.
Julie Brown.
Down. I'll play it one more time.
Excuse me, who is Ed?
Ed is my horse.
That I fuck. Some people call him Sugar, but I think Ed is better.
Ed.
Okay. Three.
Two.
Oh, it's me. Shit. All right, folks, welcome back to segment number three, episode 57, Hay is for Horses, Loveless is for You. And we just got done hearing Crazy by Lydia Loveless, and that's, again, off her new album, Indestructible Machine. Great tune.
Woo-hoo.
It was a good interview. She's a good gal.
Good gal.
I think it's a great, like, that would be a great show to see, is her and Scott H. Byron.
It would be.
That it would.
Maybe I can find a way to get to one. Coley, have you had enough beer to do fan feedback?
Well. Maybe if you play the theme song of Mr. Ed, I'll be ready.
Okay, let me see if I can do that.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ed. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous
sugar.
Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed. People yakety yak.
I didn't realize it was this long.
Your time of day. But Mr. Ed will never speak unless he has something to say. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And this one will talk till his voice is hoarse. You never heard of a talking horse?
This one will talk to his ass's horse.
Do what?
He'll talk to his ass's horse.
The shit of it is, I used to watch that every night on Nick at Night.
I've never watched an episode of Mr. Ed.
Well, back in the day in high school, I used to get pretty stoned out of my gourd, come home, everybody be asleep. I turn on my TV, watch Nick at Night. And Mr. Ed was the best.
When you're high?
Stoned.
You're like...
I like Teletubbies.
Coley, did you ever think about having sex with a horse?
No. I like riding horses, but not in that way or context.
She does have sex with a man whose penis is the size of a horse's.
You know, someday I gotta learn ventriloquism. You'd make a great dummy.
Zinger. Zinger, zinger. Okay, fan feedback. Here we go. This is people, right. People are listening to the show and they are contacting us, which is what we love.
Right, and they're dying to hear the fan feedback.
They're dying to hear?
I guess. I don't know. All right. First one up is a great episode to end the year with. Great job as always. I am now going to take my two hits of cheese and get this party started. And that is from Hobo Hiatus.
You know, I just keep thinking about fucking horror. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Hobo, thank you very much. Speaking of, well, we'll talk about that later. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Second fan feedback. Great show, guys. Loved all the music and special Christmas music. Excuse me. Now, where can I get me some Smurfs? Hope you all have a Merry Christmas. Molly.
Oh.
That was nice of Molly. Hmm. Thank you, Molly.
You know, I'm thinking to myself, the fan feedback we're probably going to get from my comment earlier.
It's going to be a good fan.
You may even get some death threats like you got that one time.
Right. I get another lawyer thing.
Right.
Okay, any more?
Yeah, we got a few more.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thanks so much for finally playing Fred Eaglesmith, Blake. You said you'd never heard of him, but you might remember I sent you some tracks 2 years ago. I highly recommend you check out Balin. If you want to hear him do traditional bluegrass, yeah. Fred is one of the best songwriters in the world. Keep it up. San Quentin.
Sorry about that, dude. I must have lost it in the shuffle.
Yeah, Blake is very forgetful.
What am I forgetting for you?
Nothing, but I'm just saying, you do have a way of things slipping out. You got so much going on at one time, you forget about things.
Well, I apologize.
No, that was not
apologize.
That was not an attack on you, Blake.
Actually, it was funny you mentioned that because our friend Bridgeburner Jared, who's been a fan of the show like since it started, he won the Camp Krusty T-shirt.
Nice. Right.
And if you look on our Facebook page, you'll see him in this T-shirt
It was a large. He needed something a little bit bigger than a large.
Yeah, it was a good picture, actually.
But he's like, hey, I'm glad you sent me this T-shirt because you were supposed to send me one 2 years ago. And I was like, fuck. I go, did you give me the money for it? He's like, no. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't feel so bad. I'm a douchebag.
No, you're okay, Blake.
Okay. All right. Next.
Okay. Blake, Beach, and Coley, thanks for another awesome episode. And I will tell you that chick that made the meth in Walmart was most definitely an Indian. Or if you want to be PC, a Native American. Somehow I knew of all the fucked up news stories from the last month and knew you would latch on to this one. Laugh out loud. Hope you have / had a merry fucking Xmas and a great new year. And speaking of, this was from Jared.
Oh, yeah, it was from Bridge Berger. Yeah, I guess, you know, I don't know. This fan feedback is like, it's supposed to be positive, but it's just making me feel like shit.
Why did that one make you feel like shit?
Because I guess I'm making fun of everybody. I make fun of myself. Christ, I pissed on myself.
Right.
Allegedly.
And you told the story of you pooping on yourself.
Yes, you did. I do remember that.
Any more?
And you live with your roommates.
Yeah, maybe not for long.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
That's for a different episode.
Okay.
Yes. I think we should call it Blake Moves Out.
I can just see the show art, me holding the cardboard box as I'm crying as I'm walking to the door.
No, you need one of those packs on a stick, like the little polka dotted.
Like the hobos.
Yeah, like a hobo.
It's probably what's going to end up happening. do we have any more? I think
we got one more.
This is the big one. If I had a drum roll, I would. I can come up with a Mr. Ed. I can come up with a Mr. Ed soundbite, but I can't come up with like a drum roll. So.
All right. This is my first email that I received on my new email address, which we'll get to again later. It says, "Dear Coley, thank God Almighty Jesus Christ on a cross."
Great, now we're making fun of Christians.
"That you join the IBWIP guys. They need a strong female hand to smack them in line. It's pretty obvious that all that talk about giving you black eyes is just Beej trying to compensate for all the black eyes you have given him."
She does punch me during sex. I just want to say that.
"For getting out of line and being nasty little hairball." Being a nasty little hairball.
Hairball?
Excuse me.
I comb my beard daily, thank you.
"Have you noticed the abbreviation of It Burns When I Pee is IBWIP?
No, it's IB Whip.
Which, if you were to try to pronounce, it would read IB Whip. Like, thanks for ruining the joke.
Way to go, Blake.
Or be whipped.
Blake's fan feedback douche.
"Those boys want you to crack that whip a little harder, girl. Oh, yes. And I shall. They are just afraid to ask." You guys aren't afraid to ask, are you?
I say yes, mistress. Please give me another.
Thank you, mistress. May I have another?
"So keep up the good work in the new year." And hold on, let me say that line again because I fucked it up. "So keep up the good work, and in the new year, keep up your good game. Get brutal and strengthen your fierce pimp hand. Those fellas like it hard and beastly. It's pretty obvious. Also, since I love you and you asked for some penis pictures, I sent you some really interesting ones." Which they were. "Not your standard penises, dear girl. I sent 2 Asian shemales for Blake, and the last one is a special picture I found just for the beach. And that was from my good friend and our good friend, Tawny."
Yay.
Yay.
I have the email pulled up here because it does have the pictures. And that black guy has a huge penis. Like, he could fuck a horse with that thing.
Right. And the horse would actually feel it and respond to it.
Right. And then there's one that it's, I don't even know if it's like photoshopped or what, but it's like two penises coming out of one guy.
Yeah. I seen a porn like that once.
How does he pee? He didn't know what direction it's going in.
I don't know what direction it's going in half the time, and I only have one penis.
And I was all excited about and there's this Asian girl, and I'm like, oh, all right. Then I look down, and she's jacking off.
Yeah, she's got a big old cock.
But the one at the end, for you, BJ, I don't know if you remember seeing the
I don't know if I remember it either.
It was a very unattractive African-American
female. Yeah. I remember that.
It's been frozen in my mind forever.
Yeah, it's etched there. I was just trying to forget it. Thanks a lot.
So thank you, Tony, for not only sending us an email, but also sending us penis pictures. We're still looking for boob pictures.
Yes, and real boobs, not fake boobs. Well, fake boobs, yes, but not like funny boobs. We want to see real fan boobs.
Yeah, we want to see fan boobs.
And not fat man boobs.
No.
No.
And you're probably thinking, well, how do I send these emails?
Yes. People would wonder that. And, well, anyway, if you want to call in, leave us a voicemail. The dial-in number is 206-339-8419.
So
and that
I'm
is
sure,
free.
Yeah, that's free, and I'm sure there'll be some phone calls.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure there will be this time too. Maybe even death threats. And if you want to send us Boobuses' pics, you can send them to Blake at IBWIP.com, AmishBJ at IBWIP.com, Colbeer at IBWIP.com. And you can also send us your thoughts of this episode. Send all bad thoughts to Blake.
Right.
I don't want any parts of that. Yeah, I remember that now.
And also, if you want to get on the mailing list, make sure you email us so we can put you on the mailing list.
Right. And also, you can find us on Facebook at IBWIP. Facebook, sorry. IBWIP. I was going to say .com because it rolls off very easily.
Yes.
As well as Blake's show, an awesome show, the Sunday Night Roundup.
Can you go ahead and do yours too?
Okay. Yes, I can. You can find me at the Happy Hour SCM on Facebook. That's an actual, like, you got to send me a friends request. There's also a like page, but I got tired of asking people to like it. So I just made a friends page. So
that's probably what I should have done.
Yeah, it's a heck of a lot easier. But anyway, also there is the IBWIP YouTube channel.
And it's you go and search Peavision, PeeAvision. It's all one word.
There you go.
And we'll get into that a little bit more too later on, but subscribe to us.
Yes. And also you can find IBWIP on Twitter. It's IBWIP.com, not .com, just IBWIP.com.
And I tweet a lot.
Yes, you do. I do not tweet a lot.
I tweet. I'm up to like 1,800 tweets.
Wow.
And it's really, and they're never about really anything in particular per se. But you never know.
I'm up to 150, unfortunately. Also, you can subscribe to IBWIP at iTunes. Just search out It Burns When I Pee. And if you subscribe, I believe it automatically downloads to your iTunes account.
Yes, and while you're there, please leave a review.
Yes.
Yes.
And, of course, you can find us at www.ibwip.com.
Woohoo! And, you know, the thing about IBWIP, and your most people that are listeners have been like, yeah, that IBWIP site, you know, it's pretty cool. That's where I go to get the show. But now, as of the release of this show, it's going to be fancy.
Woo-hoo.
It's nice. All new look. It's got, it's going to have, like I said, it's got an all new look, all new layout. It's got new bios for all three of us. There's going to be a new link section with updated links. So if you're a band or something and want your link on there, email me, let me know. It's going to have a link to the YouTube page. I'm going to start blogging more. I got a new app for my phone, so I'm going to start blogging more. So subscribe to the RSS feed. And we're redoing the whole picture album. All the old school, old stuff, all the old pictures, they're going to be wiped out, and we're going to start fresh.
Sweet.
I told you, it's a new year.
Now, in this bio section, did you remember that I was raised by two sharecropper unicorns and given the gift of rainbows?
I don't know if that was on there.
Well, damn it, Blake.
I didn't know what personal information I should give out.
And I was raised, and I also, my aunt is Melissa Etheridge.
Nice. So yeah, definitely check it out. I'm proud of it. And Andy's from section86.com put a lot of effort into it, and I badgered him every day and tweeted every day.
Sure you did.
Oh, he's a great guy.
You guys make me feel shitty.
No, I was talking about Blake.
No, I know. I'm just saying Andy's a great guy for putting up with Blake.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Nice. Well, let's get into a song.
Yeah,
songs are good.
How about a song? Yeah. How about a song by the Meat Purveyors?
I love that band.
They're awesome. I wish they would have never broke up. And, you know, we're playing all Bloodshot artists on the show. And I guess, you know, part of me has, you know, the next two songs we play are kind of people that are no longer with Bloodshot. But I just, you know, when you think of Meat Purveyors, I instantly think of Bloodshot. So
right.
Yep.
So here is the Meat Purveyors with I Got Wise, and let me see what record it is that from.
Someday, soon things will be much worse.
Yeah. That's a positive note to go out on.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
Oh, how I want song for your loving. You're cheating, I couldn't realize. But now that I found out you're stepping, I'm through with you, baby, I got wise.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Meet Your Candidate 2012. I am your host, Betty Blankstare. Tonight, we are sitting down with the newly announced presidential candidate, Blake Clayton. Blake, welcome to the show.
Damn it. Oh, are we on? Crap. I mean, hello, Betty, and thank you very much for having me on the show.
Blake, you recently announced on your podcast called It Burns When I Pee that you are going to run in the 2012 presidential election. What made you decide to take such a huge step?
Poontang. Lots of poontang. If I win the election, I will have girls on my jock like it's going out of style.
Well, I guess since you brought it up, how often are you getting it?
Miss Blankster, are you coming on to me?
Not at all. I think you are a disgusting pervert and wouldn't sleep with you for all the PBR on the planet. Just answer the question, Mr. Clayton.
I was on a hot streak there for a while, but I would say now I'm getting my freak on probably about twice a month.
Well, maybe you should stop being such an ass. I'm sorry. Anyway, a lot of politicians are thought and found to be liars. Have you ever lied?
Oh, tons of times. Haven't we all? I would have to say that I lie to myself every day just to make it through without killing myself. But I wouldn't lie to the good people of this country. Oh, no. That is not going to happen if I'm erected.
You mean elected?
Isn't that what I said?
No, you said erected, like a building gets erected from the ground up.
Oh, sorry. Must be six on the brain, I guess. Go ahead with your next question, dear.
Okay, if elected, would you mandate IQ testing before reproduction?
Betty, there is an epidemic in this country. There are stupid people having sex with other stupid people and making tremendously stupid babies. It's horrible. Then these stupid people get free government support, and the fine citizens of our countries are left footing the bill. If I'm erected president, we most definitely are going to make some changes. There is going to be more vasectomies and tube tying going on around here than in China.
And how do you plan on fixing the economy?
What's that?
The national debt, unemployment. Our country is poor, and it's up to the government to get us out of this mess.
Oh, man. Betty, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to have to get back to you on that one. I was not aware that that was going to be one of the questions, so I'm not really prepared to answer it.
Not prepared. This is a simple, standard question during election time. You are a dumbass. Here, this is an easy round of questions for you. Team Edward or Team Jacob?
Well, I'm a big Bears fan. I'm not sure what division Team Edwards is in. Is that soccer?
Oh, for fuck's sake. How about Prince Albert or not? Can you at least answer that one?
What the hell are you talking about? Oh, wait, I got it. You're talking about foreign affairs. I plan on working very hard with our relationship with Asia. I don't think they have a prince, though. Canada? Are you talking about Canada?
I cannot believe you are actually running for president. You cannot be serious. Do you at least have a running mate that hopefully knows what the hell he is talking about?
I'm not really into running, but I do have a buddy that I'm going to make my vice president. I can't announce it at this time. There's some legal issues we got to get taken care of.
Well, since most of the questions that I have, you will have no chance of answering, maybe I should dumb it down quite a bit. Will you legalize prostitution and the usage of illegal substances to the good girls and boys of America?
Prostitution? Most definitely. Hey, I got it. That will help the economy, right? I mean, we can have a pussy tax. Dude, this is easy. I'm going to make the best president ever.
And how about the drugs?
No, thank you. I'm working.
Let's see here. What type of cheese do you prefer?
I'm pretty much a straight cheddar guy. I like it shredded.
Well, Mr. Clayton, this interview has been a total clusterfuck. By your responses, I would say there is no way that you're going to get elected, or as you say, erected. You're a total douchebag, in my opinion.
So does that mean you don't want to go out to dinner with me tonight?
Sure. Why the hell not? Let's go.
Do you think you can spot me some cash? I'm kind of short this week.
Oh, good Lord.
We'll be right back.
In 3, 2, 1.
All right, folks. Welcome back to segment number 4.
It's almost over?
It is almost over, and we haven't really accomplished much.
All I've done is insult people and forget people and everything.
Maybe I should tell a story.
No, that's okay.
It's going to be one of our shorter shows. Please don't make it one of our longest ones.
Right. Well, we still have this segment, and usually segment 4 is when we really start getting rolling.
Right. We're kind of like Tim Tebow. We don't do well until the fourth quarter.
Right. That's because God hates every other quarter but the fourth quarter. But anyway, you just heard Scrope Belly. That is a cool fucking name. I'm sorry. With Sister Stranger from their only album, Daddy's Farm.
And you know what? If you have never downloaded it or you don't have that CD, you have to get it because, it's a couple of the guys from Split Lip Rayfield, and Kurt was in it. But it's just badass music, and there's no definition of what kind it is. This is badass.
Badass.
Badassery. So, I like to, we just got done hearing my interview with Betty Blankstare for my presidential candidate, and I'm running this thing into the ground. I'm taking it all the way to the caucuses, caucuses, and past. So, hopefully by the end of the show, when the show airs, we will have my first campaign video.
Nice.
Up on our YouTube page. So right now, go over to our YouTube page, search PeaVision, PeaVision, and subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the great videos. Because I'm hoping that this continues and we go all the way through the presidential. And I hope I win.
You got my vote, man.
Rock on. So we're going to do a giveaway.
Yes, we are.
And we have always great luck with these.
Yes. Yes, we do.
So, I think what we're going to do is, tell them what they're going to win first, and then I'll tell them what they're going to do.
It's
gonna
win.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know what's going on.
What's going on here? I think we need more Mr. Ed.
More Mr. Ed?
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and...
Okay. Can I...
Hello. I'm Mr. Ed.
Fucking giveaway. Three fucking times. And every time, just before I go, somebody butts ahead of me. You know what? Fuck y'all. Nah. All right, guys. Here's what you're going to win. You're going to win.
Am I mentioned in your will? Wilbur. Am I mentioned in your will?
Okay, I won't do it.
Yeah.
I won't do it no more.
All right. You're going to win.
Hello. I'm Mr. Red. Hello.
I'm trying to push pause.
Away.
Okay, I'm not touching the computer.
He's not touching the computer anymore, huh?
Did he walk away?
You're good. He did walk away for a second. I brought him back.
That's why all my co-hosts leave. They either fuck my girlfriends or they leave.
I reeled him back in.
Oh, snap. We didn't just go down that road, did we?
Oh, snap.
Oh, speaking of which, what's Molly doing?
Molly's good.
That's good. Glad to hear it.
Keep your hands away from her. That's why I got you 700 miles away.
Okay, anyway, you're going to win 3 CDs. These CDs are from Bloodshot Records. I'm trying to get this out real fast before anybody.
Why?
Me again.
Why?
Just shut up. I will quit.
No. Why?
Anyway.
Why?
The first new person to send us fan feedback, and you can say, hey, great show.
Why?
That's all you have to say.
Not new, like new listener, but new person to fan feedback.
Right. First person that hasn't sent us fan feedback in the past will win this 3-pack of CDs
from Bloodshot Records.
From Bloodshot Records. And we're trying to make these damn things as easy as possible. We want to give away shit. Nobody wants to win it.
And Jack. I'll even throw in a Muddy Roots cozy.
Ooh.
Nice.
I use mine all the time.
And I'll tell you what. I will even throw in one of our new It Burns When I Pee flyers.
What?
You.
What? I'm giving it away. Prices. Nice.
Free.
I'll send you a pair of my underwear.
I'll send you a pair of my boxer shorts.
Well, you can use my bra as a hat.
Earmuffs. A beanie when you're cold. A toque for our Canadian listeners.
It will keep my balls warm in the wintertime. So what do they have to do again? First person.
All it has to be is the first person to send us fan feedback. And it has to be somebody that's never sent us fan feedback before wins this 3-pack of CDs. It's very easy.
And a cozy.
Simple. And a koozie. And a flyer. And Blake will probably throw some other stuff in there, too. He always does.
Fingernails.
He may be out of stickers. You shouldn't have said that.
Oh, I'll throw in stickers, too. I'll throw in everything. Why don't you email us what you want?
He will photocopy a picture of his penis and then sign it.
We actually want somebody to win this.
Sorry.
Jesus.
All right, so that's the giveaway. I'm sure people are just going to be lined up at the door.
All right. Are you going to do something tonight or what?
Well, I was, but you kind of interrupted me.
Oh.
All right, guys.
That fucking BJ.
There is more.
Hey, Coley, don't worry. He's only got a couple more episodes left. You're good.
Okay.
I didn't walk away that far.
All right, guys. There is also another place where you can listen to some fine music.
I like to read it with my hay.
On.
Say, Wilbur, get a load of this story here at the bottom of the page in the corner.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. On SMC.com, you have.
Are you okay?
What? Oh, sorry. I did say SMC. I'm sorry.
SavingCountryMusic.com live.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Contact. All right, guys. On SCM.com, you have some more good music. Every Wednesday night, you'll have Tim Pop, Rebel Rouser, live at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Is it 6 or 7?
It's 7. No.
Your time is 7.
You're wrong. That is wrong.
I had a typo.
It's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
6 p.m. Central.
It's 6 Central Standard Time. But you have Friday night, right? And on Friday nights, you get to hear the lovely co-host, Beej, with his happy hour at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Till the break of dawn.
9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's the smartest horse I ever saw.
And then every other Sunday night, you have our wonderful host, Mr. Blake Clayton, with his Sunday Night Roundup.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And that starts at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time or 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And again, that's savingcountrymusic.com/live. Check us out. We have a good fucking time.
Yes, and we have a fun time in the chat. The topics always range from sex, food, booze.
Back to food,
back to sex. Then we talk about music a little. And then
back to sex.
Yeah, and then back to sex.
Now, I do have to say, we did miss one, and our good friend, Nix, who is also on Wednesday nights. I'm sorry about that. He is on a hiatus right now. He's doing a crocodile hunt.
I saw that.
Alligator.
Yeah, I guess it would be alligator. Sorry.
That's okay.
They both have big teeth and they're green and scaly, so it doesn't really
they both matter. Come from dinosaurs.
Well, he's on hiatus and he's looking for the perfect alligator so he can make himself a nice pair of boots.
He's got one of those airboats out there and a big chew in his mouth, and he's flying around the Everglades looking for gators. I guarantee
he's going to give me a little reception. I'm going to fuck that horse. I'm just going to say, well,
oh.
Yo.
That's nice. That's what I do. That's what we do. So, yeah, check out those shows. They're good times.
Yes.
So what's coming up for IBWIP?
I don't know, Blake. Tell us.
Let me get my notes out here. There's such a plethora of stuff. Like I said, we're going to be posting more on our YouTube page. We're going to do some videos.
YouTube. Woo!
Woo! So go over and subscribe to us. Right now, I think, you know, by the time this show comes out, we have the old 2008 promo that was on there. We have me falling on my ass on the boogie board from sledding recently, which I almost died. And I find the funny thing about that video is after I wipe out, the camera just pans to the lonely boogie board sliding down the hill. And, you know, I have fallen on my ass, but the photographer, who remains nameless, Molly, didn't worry about if I'm okay or not.
Blake, trust me, I wiped out snowboarding on 10 times bigger hills than that, and I'm fine. You'll be okay. Stop being a pussy, man.
All right. In February, speaking of pussy, in February, we're going to be doing our annual anti-Valentine's Day special.
Right on.
Which has always been my favorite episode to do.
We didn't do one last year, did we?
No. I was on hiatus.
No, I thought you came back before that.
Oh, maybe was that the when we did the
K
video tag?
Deathmatch clusterfuck show.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to do that. We're hoping to have a face-to-face interview with James Honeycutt from Farmageddon Records. And I'm looking to have some other special stuff going on in that one. I'm trying to make these happen. These aren't just regular shows.
No, no, no.
No, no, no. Not going to do it.
Nope, nope.
And me and BJ have been talking. We've been conversizing. He does talk to me outside of the show. You wouldn't know it by the way he treats me.
Oh, whatever.
But we've been thinking about doing, you know, like a test run of a live IBWIP.
Right. We've been talking about it for, what, probably 4 or 5 months now.
Oh, yeah. 4 or 5 years we've been talking about it.
Well, you didn't talk about it with me because
no.
You had other people, but
no, yeah, and so, and we're gonna do a live show within the next month or so, but it's gonna be like a top secret thing. So make sure you're on our email list. Make sure you're on our Facebook page. Otherwise, you're gonna miss it because we're not gonna go giving you weeks in advance notice.
Right, we're just gonna knock one out real quick. It could be a total disaster. But I think it should be okay. I think it will be fun.
So definitely, you know, email us, get on the mailing list, and or like us on Facebook.
Facebooky.
Let's see. May 2012 will mark the 5-year anniversary of It Burns When I Pee.
Fuck yeah.
I can't believe that. That's crazy.
It is.
But what's going to make this special? You know, not only is it the 5th anniversary, but the 5th anniversary, we're going to be spending face-to-face, butt-cheek to butt-cheek in Pennsylvania at Christie Fest.
Hell yeah!
I'm going to go stock up on some duct tape.
Giggity, giggity.
Giggity.
So we're talking about doing a special show then?
Yeah.
Live from the backyard?
Right.
Yeah. That sounds great. Wait, is there any updates on Christie Fest?
Yes, we actually just added another artist, Robert Fireball Mitchell from Baltimore. I had been hearing through the grapevine, like, dude, Robert Mitchell really wants to play. Robert Mitchell really wants to play. And I'm like, well, have him contact me. You know, I talked to him, have him contact me. Well, finally, I just went ahead and hit him up, and I'm like, hey, dude, you want to play? He's like, hell yes. So he's a good dude, relatively unknown. He plays a lot in the Baltimore area, Baltimore, D.C. area. And this is going to be kind of his coming out event.
Awesome.
And, he's great. So him, Danny Kaye, and Sean K. Preston are all going to ride up in the same vehicle when they come up to play.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I am looking very forward to it. If people want to come, it's May 12th?
Yes. Saturday, May 12th.
And have we come up with any kind of way to raise money for this?
It's going to be, as of now, it's still all donation. I'm going to take care of foodstuffs and probably go broke, but I like doing that.
He likes going broke.
Yeah.
Likes going broke. No, I'm just kidding.
But my biggest worry is, you know, getting money for the band and stuff. I'm still tossing around the idea of doing, like, maybe a T-shirt sale or maybe even a, like, a downloadable thing. Like, you donate, like, $10 on Bandcamp or something, and you get some live songs from some of the guys that are playing to try to whip up money somehow.
Awesome.
But I will be making – I will definitely be finalizing those plans by the middle of February. And so we'll let you know on the next episode.
Awesome.
I really want to do something like that. That way I have a good head start on paying the bands and, you know, the sound man. And maybe even going towards a little bit of grubbage.
Sure.
But I plan on barbecuing all damn day long. Because it's what I love to do, so.
You'll be making bacon. It's nice. Bacon is nice.
Yeah, bacon is nice. I'm thinking about making like 10 pounds of moink balls.
I don't know what moink balls are. So. All right.
There may even be a couple other surprises. Sorry, Nicole was trying to whisper it to me.
I didn't want to say it out loud because I didn't know if it was... to happen or not.
I'm talking to some boys from down south. I kind of made it publicly known because I got hit up by a few more bands that it's kind of getting too big for my backyard if I start adding more bands. But there may be some surprises, some friends from way down south that may just come play a little set here or there.
Right on.
Shake it, 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 shake it.
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, with each passing month as it gets closer, you'll be able to have a lot more information, and I think it's totally awesome, and I can't wait to see you, and I can't wait to see the boys. It's gonna be awesome.
They can't wait to see you either. They're like totally excited, and it's funny because actually Sean asked me today because we were listening to Tawny and Derek's show earlier, and he said to me, "Are they going to be here? Are they going to be here? Where are they from? Where are they from?" He's like, "Well, I don't think they're going to be here, but if you do come to Muddy Roots, you will meet them Muddy Roots."
Awesome.
It's pretty cool that they're excited as well to meet everybody that we talk to on a daily basis.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be off the his hook.
I think Molly is going to even have sex with me at Christy Fest.
Oh.
I think so. Yes, I think it might be possible.
Nice.
You're gonna be making some babies.
No. I'm gonna shoot it in her eye. Don't worry about that. Well, since we've made a tobacco of this great episode, you know, I think it's time to say goodbye.
No.
I know. You say goodbye. I say hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello. I'm Mr. Red.
All right. I want to thank Lydia Lovelace for being on the show. I'm sorry if it didn't turn out the way you expected it to. I want to thank Bloodshot Records as well for, you know, providing us with the giveaways. And just see, I'm going through my thank yous.
I just want to say, Lydia, I hope you have a good sense of humor.
Because you'll hate us by the end of this episode.
Yeah, we love your music, don't you know?
Yes.
So.
Yes, we do.
We mean no disrespect because, remember, Eric
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just a bunch of goofballs that like to have a good time. It's nothing against anybody.
Except Palominos.
Damn you, Blake.
Let's see who else I want to thank. I want to thank Aiden, who is Tawny and Derek's son. He is doing the video. He's going to be our video guru.
Nice.
It's pretty cool to have a 12-year-old on the payroll because, you know, I'm like, hey, Derek, just ground his ass until he gets it done.
Wait, there's a payroll?
Well, that's the same thing I asked.
What the hell?
Well, there's child labor laws.
Oh, okay.
There's
getting around that.
Right. Okay. I want to thank Miles for doing her first appearance on IBWIP.
Yay, Miles!
I don't know if fans will want to have her back or not, but, you know, I got lucky that night.
I really love
her. It doesn't
matter.
We love her.
Yeah. Wait, that didn't sound right.
Didn't he just say, like, 2 seconds ago that he was going to have sex with her in our backyard?
I didn't say in your backyard.
And then he goes, yeah.
He's talking about our bed, probably.
Right.
You're not, just as long as you don't get my pillow involved, I'm fine.
And right. You wash the sheets afterwards, I'm cool.
And of course, I want to thank you guys for always doing the show. I know it takes a lot out of you guys to put up with my BS all month long.
Blake, we love doing the show. It's still
an
honor every month doing it.
I want to thank Jared and Candace. I got a Christmas card.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a IBWIP got a Christmas card.
And that was very sweet.
Yeah, a chihuahua on the front of it and opened it up and said
Christmas card.
Huh?
Where's my Christmas card, damn it?
Huh? It was a chihuahua on the front. I opened it up and it says, "Don't you wish I was a horse?" Merry Christmas, fuckface.
I was just kidding, by the way.
Thanks again for her Bloodshot Records for probably never letting us do a show with them again.
Yes.
Do you guys have anything you want to plug, thank?
I just want to thank you, Blake,
Don't.
For having me on.
Thank me.
For a year, and I just want to tell everybody out there, please don't call me a fucking asshole.
Call Blake the asshole.
Yeah. Now, no matter how much hell I give Blake, I still love doing this show. So.
Right. And again, I'd like to also thank you, Blake, for giving me the opportunity to bless your show with my presence.
If we can keep you from telling stories, the shows go really well.
I was going to tell a story earlier, but you wouldn't let me.
I was going
to keep it short.
Do you have a story? Because we can put it as
I really didn't have a story.
Oh, I was going to say we could put it as like a hidden track.
Okay.
All right.
Come up with something in like the next 5 minutes. I'll let you know.
Okay. BJ, why don't you take us out with your double shot as always?
All right. My double shot tonight is to Bloodshot artist. It is Wayne the Train Hancock with Drinking Blues from his album Tulsa, and the Mekons with The Devil at Rest.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks again. Thanks everybody for checking out the show. Tell a friend that.
Yes.
Tell
five.
Tell five friends. We got to get back in the positive. All right. Good night, folks.
Night.
Night all.
Or it could be day. Good morning.
Morning.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Counting, I'm counting.
Dracula doesn't come out in the daytime.
Sitting in a juke joint, surrounded by alcohol. Sitting in a juke joint, surrounded by alcohol. Well, if I'm gonna have me one beer, you know I'm gonna drink 'em all. Temptation, temptation, why you won't mess with me? Yeah. Temptation, temptation, why you won't mess with me? 'Cause you all about nothing, hard times and misery. Come in, John.
Brother Paul's guilty now.
Thank you.
business better than we do. You know what it's like to dream up a new world. We'll cut the grass after the bombardment, but freedom and home is not our department.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster? Or you're just not happy with your web hosts, you need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.